digitally or hard copy of the latest international forecaster, you can call 1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237 when you call Midas Resources. I wish I could get to all these calls, but let's try to jam in some. Stan in PA, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Thank you very much. Alex, I was on hold for, heck, an hour and a half at least, regarding the pre-tribulation issue that you brought up earlier. Is that all right if I talk about that?
Yeah, no, but we won't have time. You don't have to preface it. Yeah, people saying that the world's going to, the rapture is tomorrow, and that's in these same groups do this over and over again, and it's idiocy. Go ahead.
I'm the founder of a small disability ministry, 501c, tax-exempt nonprofit, and we deal with this all the time. And really, that's an outgrowth of the prosperity gospel. And shortly defined, the prosperity gospel is name it and claim it. In other words, in Jesus' name, if I believe I should be driving a Mercedes-Benz, well, I claim it in Jesus' name. And if they, you know, in regards to suffering, which you were getting to earlier, they believe that suffering only happens because one of two reasons, and that's because it's either the devil's fault or it's sin in that person's life. Now, I had a daughter who, at two, she stopped talking. At 2.5, she stopped walking. At 2.75, the seizure started. And she had two disease states, Batten disease and Williams syndrome. Long story short, we're actually receiving a patent for our work. We extended her life 5 years. She passed on.
Oh.
About 2.5 years ago, and this is for God's glory, and her life was for God, because when the disciples came upon the blind man, they said, "Hey, Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents?" And Jesus said, "Neither sinned. This man was born this way for the glory of God," and then he healed him.
That's right. Nobody can calculate God's plan. Stan, I'd love to talk more, but we're almost out of time. What do you think about these movements with the 2012 for the people that aren't, you know, religious to buy into end of the world, Christian groups, Catholic, Protestant pushing it? I mean, do you agree with me, Bob, that it's a way to just get people to think it's all over, so why should they be involved in anything and just lay down?
Yes, and it's an ultimate distraction. There's nothing closer to people than their religion, and to distort it is very powerful.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just sick and tired of it. I mean, let's say the world's going to end next month. You're still supposed to stand up against evil and corruption. It's the ultimate cop-out.
That's right. So you got to keep on doing what you're doing, and if it ends, it ends. That's too bad.
Well, they've only had this doctrine in the last 150 years, and I know you've studied history. How many times have people laid down to tyrants thinking it's the end of the world?
Oh, it goes back for centuries. Look at the early Christians. And who knows before that, we don't have, you know, complete histories of things that happened perhaps 200 years and further before the birth of Christ. The great library in Alexandria was wiped out by fire. Probably had most of the world's history in there.
Yeah, it did. Really, it's a way to give up. And I see this.
It certainly is.
I see it in secular people. I see it in other religions other than Christianity. To just say, oh, the world's over, so I'm not going to do anything. I mean, I call it the ultimate loser pill. It's just, I'm just giving up.
Well, we try to help those people and do the best we can doing it.
Well, you watch. The world isn't going to end tomorrow. The rapture isn't going to happen tomorrow. And we're going to be the discredited ones because we're right, Bob.
And that's okay. That's a burden that we have to carry.
Bob, it was great having you on this week, and I look forward to having you on with us next Friday ahead of the holiday weekend. And be safe, my friend. We really appreciate you there at theinternationalforecaster.com.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you all for listening. We really appreciate it.
We do, and folks are waking up, Bobby. The awakening's happening faster and faster.
We're breathing down their necks, as you say.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Great job with the crew. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll see you back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Sorry to all the other callers. I didn't even get to a lot of the news today, but I'm getting better about it. Keep watching InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Keep spreading the word. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth, folks.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse to America? They're bent on the destruction of our national sovereignty. And Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are in league with them. Obama and Clinton filed a grievance against the United States concerning human rights violations. If we accept the United Nations norm for human rights, we'll lose our national sovereignty. They hate Arizona for upholding our laws. They want illegal aliens in this country. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, the 20th day of May, 2011. We're going to be live here again for the next 3 hours. I don't always agree with all of his political views, but I have found that Dr. Jerome Corsi is accurate in his investigative reporting and doesn't like to go out on a limb. And the many times I've interviewed him dealing with the whole birth certificate issue, he's never said he was 100% one way or the other. He now says he is, and also has proof that they basically inserted this fake composite birth certificate into the stacks a month after Governor Abercrombie in Hawaii said he couldn't find it in the archives. Very interesting. And that he has proof that it's a composite, and he'll be joining us today. He was on other radio shows the last 2 days saying that he would start releasing this information on Friday. So we'll see if he's ready to do that on this broadcast in 1 hour and 25 minutes from now. And then our once-a-week visit with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, looking at geopolitical developments and the global and domestic economy system. I will open the phones up coming up at the bottom of the hour for first-time callers. And when Chapman's on with us, it'll be a free-for-all, but people will never get a chance to get in. And the regulars, which are great folks, but they sit there waiting by their phone to dial in and generally plug something. And it just isn't informative radio a lot of times. So first-time callers that want to talk about the issues that we're going to raise or actual news items. If you got a tractor for sale, folks, we're not going to be able to have you on air. We don't screen phone calls, but a lot of times that gets taken advantage of. Okay, not giving the number out yet, but I do want to hear from everybody. A giant smattering of news, obviously, here. What's going on with Obama and his statement about the 1967 lines for Israel and Palestine, and that's got Netanyahu all upset. Presidents have done this before. This is a political football, and they just keep Palestine in this endless process while Israel expands its borders, and that is what you're going to see continue on from this point. But basically, Obama's trying to position himself with PR and fluff, just like he told the American people he was going to end the war, stop the torture, close Guantanamo Bay, hire no lobbyists, take no Wall Street money, and it's been 180-degree difference. It'll be the same thing on this front. So Israel getting all freaked out and running around, you know, pulling their hair out, that's all a bunch of theater. The Israeli lobby is one of the biggest funders of Obama. This is all complete 100% theater, okay? End of story. The Palestinians aren't going to get any land. You watch. The settlements will expand. Regardless of where you stand on this issue, that's the facts. We'll be going over that a little bit later. Also, five shot dead in Syrian protests. More of that unrest intensifying. China is now the biggest buyer of gold in the world, followed up by countries like Mexico. And, of course, major universities all over the world are buying gold. We're going to be going over that. Fox News is hyping that they're going to explain to us why Amar al-Awlaki at the time on the news wanted for the crimes of 9/11, a known globalist intelligence asset who runs all the major Patsy attacks. Amar al-Awlaki, now they have more details of radical imams' lunch at the Pentagon. Notice they say radical. They've been calling him number three or number two or number one terrorist now that bin Laden's dead. He was number three before bin Laden was reportedly dead, the ninth death of bin Laden, according to mainstream media. But now he's just a radical imam. He was at these secret meetings at the Pentagon, but he was just a radical imam. And why, they've got a report coming out tonight that is going to debut the secrets of Al-Qaeda, the secrets of 9/11. And of course, that's getting you ready for the million-plus documents in bin Laden's rat hole, where, of course, they're going to have how they carried out the attacks and how it was done. We've seen this before, and it was done on September 11th, 9.5 years ago. Remember? If you go back and pull the news articles up from the time or see my film Road to Tyranny made about 6 months after 9/11, you'll see the mainstream news articles in the newscast where they said not one but two magical passports undamaged. These hijackers are on board aircraft going 550 miles an hour. They go into the plane. The planes go into the building and on their person are the passports and their bodies are basically turned into dust. They reported no body parts were found bigger people, period, in the towers than about an inch long, finger bones and things like that. But these passports were made of the same stuff as Thor's hammer, the center of a dying sun or a black hole. I mean, indestructible, unstoppable. They're now trying to study the passports to put armor on Abrams tanks that is impenetrable to even nuclear missiles. This is stuff that Superman's laser vision can't see through or beam through. This is stuff that undoubtedly, it's Thor's hammer. Okay? I mean, seriously. This is believable. Not one, but two passports, undamaged, and the government reported this and said they had them on record. So it's true. Government doesn't lie. Questioning government is a conspiracy theory. Okay? Never question anything the government says to be a good American. The Founding Fathers said, trust government, do what it says, trust everything they say, give the government total power, and have no Bill of Rights. Okay? And so the government eradicating the Bill of Rights right now, that's good as well. But back to this magical adamantium substance that is impenetrable, nothing can stop it. Okay? These passports from Saudi Arabia are made of a substance that can be on someone's body when it flies at 580 miles an hour into steel girders and the plane evaporates into flame and goes out the other side in a huge plume of fire and then magically, it doesn't stop. These passports are so magical and so wonderful that like Gollum's ring, they call to you. They call to who they want to find them, but not any normal mortal. No. The ring calls out only to FBI agents. So the magical Thor's hammer material passports go out of the building, down to the ground, and then once they're on the ground in feet of dust and millions of papers everywhere, the FBI that day finds not one but two of the shards of Thor's hammer. And again, it calls out to them psychically, and they go to it and they have it. But it doesn't stop there. Magically, multiple hijackers' bags got stuck in the machines and had all the admissions of how they did it in them. And then cars and vans with airline outfits and wire cutters and how they were going to do it. It was all there. I believe it. I believe this Fox News report coming out tonight. And I believe that they've got all this data from inside bin Laden's rat hole there in Pakistan. I'm sorry, his palace, where he had the shootout with the Navy SEALs, and then they dumped his body in the ocean, but he didn't have a shootout with the Navy SEALs and didn't use the wife as a shield. And the helicopter blew up, and the witnesses all over the neighborhood said that the men got on board, and the plane blew up. The helicopter, those Navy SEALs won't be talking about how nobody was inside, will they? But again, Nixon didn't lie to us. Bill Clinton, George Bush. I will not put up with it, questioning government anymore, okay? All over the news, and they have articles about how do we stop conspiracy theories. There's a big Wall Street Journal article that came out a few days ago where they describe myself as a fire-breathing libertarian who is very dangerous, and it goes on at the end of the article to say, how do we stop these people? And Bill Clinton has come out with a Ministry of Truth for government to shut down websites and information they don't agree with. They've also, Paul Watson, an extremist at PrisonPlanet.com, has written an article, government orders YouTube to censor protest videos, and lawsuits are being filed dealing with this, and now you don't get your YouTube taken down because of content copyright violation. In fact, I'll show folks a document cam shot of this very reasonable government action. This content is not available in your country due to government removal request. So I think this is really great news that Cass Sunstein's announcing they want to shut down people that question government because they're evil, and Bill Clinton's calling for it, and Media Matters is calling for it, I think that's what America's all about. Okay, good. Because there are people out there that question that these passports were forged in the heart of a dying sun like Thor's hammer. Indestructible. And they always return to the hand of the user. You understand this? Those passports are real. There wasn't a frame-up within hours to say Al-Qaeda did it so they could blame it on Iraq. No, there were WMDs. There were nuclear weapons. Saddam was working with Al-Qaeda. Those mobile trucks were anthrax making machines. They attacked us. It's all real. Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. What type of sickos? I mean, I'm reading all these reasonable articles. They're suddenly all over the news about the dangers of conspiracy theorists, how they're destroying America, and I agree. The fact that some people in this country, and they admit it's a growing minority, soon to be a majority, very scary, question government and corporations and media. Government and corporations have never lied to us once. They're as pure and strong as those magic passports. And I just can't believe how evil these people are. It's really bad right now. It's really bad that so many people are questioning, I mean, in being conspiracy theorists. Let me explain something. It is un-American to question what you're told. Hot-bellied goons sticking their hands down your small child's pants, grabbing your wife's breast, that's freedom. Putting you in microwave radiation machines, that's freedom. Foreign banks taking trillions to protect the money and not telling you where it went, that's obviously freedom. In fact, they got an HBO special coming out where Paulson is seen as a knight in shining armor saving us with the bailout. I mean, absolutely some sanity by HBO. Thank you, HBO. Come on.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Okay, I was being sarcastic some of the last segment in the comments I was making. Obviously, it's impossible that one or even two passports, that's even more ridiculous, would survive and then be picked up. And they just planted evidence all over the place, more evidence of the inside job. And then you've got all the people they say Amiral Alaki runs being constantly protected, Major Hassan for 2 years. The underwear bomber, the Times Square, the shoe bomber that thought he would light plastic explosives and was described as being drugged. I've interviewed the witnesses about Mutawab, looked completely out of his head. And a sharp-dressed man gets him on the plane, and then he sets off the firecracker in his underwear, so we've got to have the TSA stick their hands in our underwear. This is ridiculous. This is a sick joke, and I'm tired of it. And now the government and the media are really trying to spin this Alaki at the Pentagon and Al-Qaeda being the main leadership of the rebels in Syria and in Libya. They're having real trouble spinning this, and a lot of mainline conservative hosts that have attacked yours truly over the years are having to say, man, Alex Jones has got a point about this Al-Qaeda. They used Al-Qaeda against the Serbs. They used Al-Qaeda against the Russians. They used Al-Qaeda against Muammar Gaddafi. They're using Al-Qaeda-connected groups in Egypt. And that doesn't mean that the people don't have a right to get rid of these dictatorships that have been Western-backed in many cases. The point is that the globalists are trying to get the Middle East in uproar. That evidenced by Obama's statements about Israel should revert to the borders it had in 1967. Regardless of what side of that issue you stand on, I just look at it from a geopolitical perspective. I'm an atheist on the subject, a political atheist, not a religious atheist. And I just coldly look at it, and this is just meant to get turmoil going. We've got to ask why. And I'll talk about that later in the broadcast. Now, that said, if you want to talk about any of these issues I've raised or the mainstream media trying to basically discredit Christians right now by hyping up a few Christian organizations that are saying that the rapture will start sometime today or tomorrow. That's because we're already in tomorrow in Japan and Australia and areas of the Pacific. But if this hadn't happened by tomorrow afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, or tomorrow evening, then the media is going to say, look, all Christians are discredited. And they say the rapture will happen by tomorrow, and then 6 months of earthquakes and total bedlam will then unfold. Now, here's the deal. And I'm going to try to be as direct as I can on this. Anyone who knows history, anyone who's read the Bible, knows that Matthew 24:36 and many other verses in the Bible make it very clear. And Christ told his disciples, anybody that tells you when my second coming is going to happen is basically a deceiver. And here's Matthew 24:36. But of that day and hour, this is King James, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but only my Father only. Again, Matthew 24:36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no man. Now, I know a lot of you preachers don't agree with the Bible, and I know you don't like me reading this. I understand. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And I can read it to you from 20-something other Bibles, other translations. The New International Version, 1984. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. New Living Translation, 2007. However, no one knows the day or hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself, only the Father knows. English Standard Version, 2001. But concerning the day and the hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven or the Son, but the Father only. New American Standard, 1995. But of that day and hour, no one knoweth, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. It goes on. He will come like a thief in the night. You mean to keep reading this? Here's the Weymouth New Testament. But as to that day and the exact time, no one knoweth, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. World English Bible. But no one knows of that day and hour, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Would you like me to continue with this, the New American Standard Bible, the International Standard Version? Would you like me to continue? And my point is, how do you have all these Christian broadcasters and all these other groups and organizations, some people who've made these claims a decade ago or more and been wrong, why do we listen to these people? Okay? They are there to discredit Christians.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
KCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I should do an entire hour or two special on this and go in and pull up the history, go over all the names, but in the interest of time and other important news and your phone calls that I want to take on any of the issues I've raised or any issues you'd like to raise, doing first-time callers right now on this live Friday edition. In the interest of that, I'm just going to spend a few more minutes on this whole rapture cult situation. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, I refuse to get into the quagmire, the swamp, the bayou that is religious infighting, and everybody claims they've got the answer, and then it's just a bunch of Pharisees poking each other's eyes out. I know I got a big stick in my eye, and I'm not here trying to, you know, tell you what's in your eye, unless you're a globalist openly trying to pass legislation and laws that attack my liberty and freedom. Then you're fair game because you've stated what your goals are. But I have done deep study on the whole rapture movement. And if you believe in the rapture and that you're going to get this pre-tribulation rapture, I don't think you're a bad person. I just think you need to be aware of the fact that this was never taught, not in the Greek Orthodox or the Russian Orthodox or the Catholic Church or by Protestants and after the Reformation. No one taught this. And I challenge you to show me where they did. No one taught it. You can pull up the verses in Revelation when Christ returns and clobbers the devil and the angel bounds up Beelzebub and all the rest of it, then the dead in Christ are raised, okay? Okay? And then that differs with the whole idea that you just immediately go flapping off to heaven. Now, in the last 150 years or so, different teachers in England and the U.S. began, and folks that wanted to attack Christianity pushed this, that Christians would be raptured before the tribulation. And since then, the Christians in Russia, Christians in China, Christians in North Korea, Christians in Nazi Germany, even some people in World War I in this country, they always think everybody's the Antichrist and that they're going to be raptured out of it. Well, I go back to the old Bedouin saying, trust in God, but tie up your camel. And it's this giant cop-out. Okay, let's say before the world government beast system, casual society goes in, and even if you're an atheist or an agnostic, I mean, you can't deny that the globalists have set up under the UN 10 global regions with 10 sub-regions per country, and they call them 10 kingdoms in the UN documents. We've covered this with Dr. Michael Kaufman, the official UN documents, and they're setting up a global standardized cash society with face scanning and thumbprinting to buy and sell. And then it gives the system total control over everything you do and where they can starve you out if you don't submit to their system. And the no-buy list, the no-fly list, the no-travel list, the no-work list, this is the global standardized system. I have it in the news today as they start to roll it out incrementally. So regardless of whether you believe God, the devil, whatever, the New World Order psychopaths have taken this archetype, if you see it in that perspective, because regardless of how you slice it, this is happening, and they are manifesting it. They believe in it. They're setting it up. And they're earth worshipers. You get to the deepest levels of the UN, the Rockefellers, all these people. They fund the Luciferian Trust. They fund occultic groups. Every major globalist, the Queen of England, Tony Blair, all of them, it's always coming out, are obsessed with this stuff. Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, they believe in the devil. They're not secretly meeting. And by the way, they believe the devil's God. They don't go, oh, Beelzebub, oh, devil, we love you, oh, man in a red, you know, pajamas. No, they believe Lucifer the beautiful, Lucifer the good. In fact, pull up the Masons saying, sweet Lucifer, I am Lucifer. I want to pull that up because most Masons are porch Masons and don't know this. It's how the globalists control good people. They don't understand that at the higher levels they teach you, no, Lucifer's really the good guy, and Jesus is his bad brother. Now, lower-level Masons, they teach him. The point is, and then you could argue that in the last 200 years, the Illuminati took over what Masonry was. If you get deeper into it, that there's a bunch of different branches to it. So I'm not here indicting and saying Masons are bad and evil. I mean, mainline churchgoers are involved in more of a Luciferian initiation than even Masons are. The New World Order are masters of counterfeits. But again, I'm digressing. What we're dealing with here, in 87 they said this, in the mid-90s they said it, and every time the media comes out and criticizes it, and it's even the same people that are doing it. Now, I can't judge them. I don't know their heart, but they may mean well, but all over the news, every channel last night, every radio, TV, Fox, CNN, I was scrolling through channels this morning. In here in the studio, we got multiple channels on. We got channels on in the coffee room, break room, making it look like all Christians are kook nuts. Just like by taking Muslim extremists and then saying all Muslims are, you know, want to murder everybody. They are taking this, and then when the rapture doesn't happen tomorrow, Christians will again be seen like the Hale Bopp comet cult, thinking a spaceship was behind it and putting on their black Nike tennis shoes and taking barbiturates and drinking vodka, putting bags over their heads, waiting for the aliens to beam them up. Beam me up, aliens. This whole thing of being beamed up by Scotty up there with Captain Kirk, and you get beamed up to the teleporter room, and there's Jesus, and he comes and hugs you, and, oh, guess what, my flock? You don't have to go through any tribulation. Every one of the prophets went through tribulation. Almost all of them got killed. Most of the disciples got boiled alive, crucified upside down, thrown into the arena, What happened to Jesus? Whipped till the flesh was falling off his skin. Crucified. Spit on. Crown of thorns crammed on his head. But you are not going to have to do anything. And they've got these giant churches with helicopter pads and swimming pools. And mainline Christians just go there to find people to cheat on their wives and husbands with. I mean, that's what I grew up in Dallas, folks. Believe me, I've seen it. I mean, I lived in a middle-class, upper-middle-class neighborhood, and up on the hill were the mansions in my neighborhood. You know, we lived down in the middle-class area, and it was the preacher kids, you know, just devil-worshipping, sex, partying, wildness, unlimited. It's the old joke, if you want to find a loose woman, you know, go after the preacher's daughter. She's ready to go right now behind the church. Now, the issue here is you got a bunch of hypocrites, and they're telling you that you don't have to face evil. You don't have to get involved. I hear these mainline Christians, oh, praise the Lord, things are getting bad. They're coming out with the microchip, the implantable chip. It's the end of the world. My goodness, Lordy B, I'm going to be teleported out of here by a golden ejection seat right into the arms of Jesus. That's not history. That's not biblical. That's not common sense. It says the beast will wage war on the saints and overcome them. And you guys will try to twist that any way you want. But Jesus comes like a thief in the night, and that's the return. And they've got all the big media in Hollywood financing this rapture business, and hundreds of millions of books sold, literally hundreds of millions. One title alone, I was reading, sold like 20 million copies of one author. Movies, all of this, where people are told, and so Christians are never going to be able to recognize evil or fight it, because, and this has infected everybody. It's a general attitude of, well, the world's just going to end, it's all over. In fact, that's what the whole 2012 thing is. Now, I've been meaning to make a film about this, but I've been so busy on other fronts. I started it 2 years ago, never made it. I should just churn one out ahead of 2012, because we're still talking a year and a half away. I should churn one out and point out that they want this cop out. They have the religious cop out. Oh, the Muslims think it's the end of the world too. They're saying the end of the world's coming in the next few years. They've got the same manipulation going on. The Christians, many of them think it's the end of the world. And then you've got, for the secular crowds, all the Hollywood movies and the hype being pushed about coming up in December of 2012, a year and a half from now, that the end of the world's coming. And I've been down to the Mayan pyramids. I've read the text. I've looked into it. It doesn't even say that. Even if you believe a bunch of human sacrificing, wild-eyed, hallucinogen-taking lunatics, the Aztec priest class following the Mayan system, I've gone. It means a new hearth will be lit, that a new age is beginning. It does not mean the end of the world. It does not mean the end of the world. Basically, our world is the big God's hallucination, and he basically wakes up and then goes back to sleep on 2012 is one Mayan angle. The other is a new hearth will be lit, and a new system will start. I mean, look, I've actually gone to the pyramids, gone and actually not gotten the general tour, but gone and talked to resident Mayan and Western archaeologists, and I've read the books. The whole Mayan thing isn't even real. Even if you believe that the Mayan prophecies were real, that's not the Mayan prophecies. So, for the New Age crowd, which is really the Old Age, they think it's the end of the world. The Christians have been taught it's the end of the world. Catholics, a bunch of them, think it's the end of the world. With all this Fatima stuff I get constantly emailed about. Okay? The end of the world would be a giant asteroid hitting, would be a super plague being released by these bioweapons makers. And then you'll all go die thinking it's the end of the world and God doing it, when it's the globalists who've got their emergency seed banks, got the Arctic Circle and 14 others. They've got their government bunkers, their COG systems, they're gearing up, and they've got all these History Channel, Discovery Channel shows about Earth without man, and they're pushing it on Comedy Central, how great it's going to be when almost everybody gets killed soon. They're creating a subconscious psychological expectation that most of us aren't going to be here soon, because the New World Order is getting ready to kill most of us and has written countless white papers that we source on how they're going to do it. whatistheendgame.com if you want to just see the tip of the iceberg. So there is a mass full-court press against every religious group and secular groups with 2012 mumbo-jumbo that it's a foregone conclusion that you're going to die. Because if they can sell you on there's no hope, then you'll just sit there and lay down to them rolling out their global government system, which itself is a technotronic police state to lock everyone down to then carry out the orderly extermination. Okay? As for me, I'm not buying it. I'm not standing down. But look at this. New York man spends life savings ahead of 2012 doomsday. New York man spent $140,000 of his life savings advertising his prediction that the world will end tomorrow. And it's already today, again, in the Pacific, on the other side of the planet. Now, continuing here, where did all this come from? This is WDBJ7 News TV. Predictor of May 21st, doomsday, to Washington on TV. The U.S. evangelical Christian broadcaster predicted that Judgment Day will come on Saturday, says he expects to stay close to the TV or radio to monitor the unfolding apocalypse. Harold Camping, 89, previously made a failed prediction that Jesus Christ would return to Earth in 1994. I remember that. The head of the Christian radio network family stations, and he'll end up getting a bunch of money, hyping, give us the money in the last year so they can put out ads saying the end of the world, and then it'll be, God gave us a reprieve. Just watch tomorrow. I'll be the bad guy for saying this was baloney and hokum, not him. I'll be bad for being right. Watch. The head of the Christian radio network Family Stations, Inc., says he is sure the earthquake will shake the earth on May 21st. Well, there's earthquakes all the time. Sweeping true believers to heaven and leaving others behind to be engulfed in world destruction over a few months. We know without a shadow of a doubt it's going to happen, Camping told Reuters. His family radio has 66 U.S. stations and broadcasts from more than 30 languages through international affiliates. And a lot of these folks are good people. But, and I'm sure this guy means well, but he's been wrong again. Pastor, please, have you read the Bible you claim to follow? Christ said, look out for people that run around saying this stuff. No one knows the time of the second coming. And there isn't a pre-rapture before that, Bubba. I've read the Bible. That doesn't matter. You're the one that's always wrong, so you're right. Continuing, I can't tell you how many times there's groups out there saying the end of the world is coming or space aliens are going to land. This is all a psyop. Matthew 24:36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, not the Son, but my Father only. But, you know, that's Jesus. Who wants to listen to him? We can listen to Harold Camping. Harold Camping, who needs Jesus? Who needs Yeshua? We have Harold Camping. He will tell us everything we need to know. And this will further then just discredit Christians who believe you reap what you sow, do unto others as you have done unto you. You know, don't support a world numbering system to buy and sell. Whether you believe Jesus is a real entity or not, that's some good stuff to follow. But no, no, no. Harold Camping will speak for Christ, and he will speak the opposite of what Christ said on this subject, and then will be discredited. So there you have it, my friends. Here's MSNBC. Kids hope to attend party, but parents say world is going to end. Yes. And all these children will lose their faith, or may lose their faith after this. Families divided as some people believe world will self-destruct tomorrow. Today, in areas of Asia and Australia. Continuing, the end of the world as we know it, prediction of Saturday rapture is fuel for faithful and doubters. Doomsday Church still open for business, CNN. May 21st, Doomsday leader blames the gays. The world is going to end. Okay. So there you have it, my friends. The world is going to end tomorrow. That is, the Christians are going to be teleported out of here, or Christians argue about it, to believe in this rapture stuff, this pre-trib rap, that they fall over dead. And undoubtedly, there'll probably be some people that at midnight, when they don't get teleported, are going to drink Kool-Aid or something and then die and go, I'm going, I'm beaming, ooh, they fall over dead like the Jim Jones facility. I'm coming, hail Bob, here I come. I'm sorry, I just can't handle it anymore. Those hail Bob people who were castrated themselves, computer programmers running around in California, and then took barbiturates. It's so sad. And killed themselves because they were being teleported up. Are you noticing you're getting this from the New Agers, the New Age mainline Christians, big groups of Catholics, and then the whole 2012 people? All right, I'm done. I said I'd go to your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The phones are open. And we will take your calls on all these subjects. There's all this other news we'll cover throughout the next 2 hours as well. Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us today. China gives Pakistan 50 fighter jets, New York Times reports. That relationship's getting cozier thanks to the escalating globalist war inside Pakistan and to destabilize that entire area. You know, World War III's really already started with all these stage revolutions and all these new wars being kicked off. But they're not calling it a war. They're calling it liberty and peace. And
the American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Okay, Tyler, Jeff, Dave, JP, others, we're going to you. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Coming up, this is big news. Government orders YouTube to censor protest videos, and the YouTube message is This content is not available in your country due to a government removal request. This is out of England, but we've also seen this starting to happen in the U.S. And people say, well, then just don't go on YouTube. YouTube's over half the video viewing in the world and growing. It's the third biggest website in the world. It advertises as a community commons as long as you follow the rules. It's the modern town square. It's where the fight is. And it's government ordering it taken down. Not even the private policy of YouTube. And so we're going to be getting into that also. They want you to now do the Trusted Traveler. I told you they do this years ago. They stick their hands down your pants, make you scared. Then you agree to get government authorization and opt in for them to run you through all these background checks they're already doing to then say now you're allowed to travel without the hands down the pants. But then they'll phase the hands down the pants back in later. Okay, so this was always planned as psychological warfare. That is coming up as well. Huge developments taking place. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Tyler in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Obviously the birth certificate is counterfeit, but also what's counterfeit is our nation's money supply. If Bill Still is correct, the national debt is the amount of money that we've borrowed. So the only way to pay it off would be to give every single dollar bill back, and then we owe the interest. The solution to all our problems in this New World Order would be to eliminate this phony money system and to get back to a governmental currency of some kind, because the people's labor is what's valuable, and these private bankers, they live like kings.
That's right. Under the Constitution, the currency is issued and controlled by Congress under their order to the Treasury and to the Mint, and then it is only a symbol to agree upon in the exchange of labor and goods. But the banksters took over in 1913, as they've done in every other major nation, and said, we will now create debt for you to be allowed to make money. And so mathematically, it's impossible to ever pay them back. It is such a giant fraud. And we've lived under this now for almost 100 years, and we've seen the wages of it.
Right. The United States is a corporation that did file bankruptcy in 1913. There's a great guest I'd like to recommend. His name is Winston Shrout. Talks about the bankruptcy and how they use legalese and commercial banking laws against the people to basically make them slaves.
Well, from my research, the real official bankruptcy was the 1933 action of Roosevelt, but I appreciate your call. But yes, the nation has been taken over a long time ago. The New World Order isn't coming. It's here. And America is the heart that pumps the blood for the New World Order. The European Union, British system, on top of it is the brain, and it's illegitimate. We've been hijacked. Great points. You know what? I don't want to cut Jeff and Dave and JP and Paula short here. We're going to go to break here in a moment, and then I'm going to come back and continue with your calls straight through for the next 30 minutes. And then Dr. Jerome Corsi on the birth certificate is joining us. It is a forgery. There's no doubt about that. So why? Why? Why so shoddy? Before I go any further, I want to tell you about Interfood. We live in a toxic environment. Daily, we are bombarded with chemtrails, fluorides, radiation, pesticides, and other equally toxic chemicals. The great folks at Interfood, endorsed by Mike Adams, voted best superfood, have a revolutionary 100% organic green superfood energy drink with powerful nutrition, better health, energy, and immune system support. It's innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com, or 866-762-9238. They got a bunch of other great products. It's easily to digest and 100% affordable by your body. 866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. Banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And don't forget, we have our own secure online video bookstore shopping cart. And your purchase of all the great new designer t-shirts, books, videos not only helps spread the word about liberty, but supports this frontline operation against the globalists. Buy your war bonds at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.